This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Browns, Broncos, tonight, Thursday night football. Let's get more insight into tonight's game. We bring in a super friend of the show. His name is Mark Sessler, and he is from the from NFL.com, and we always love having him on the show. And he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hey, Mark, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm well, buddy.
We're a little concerned about tonight's game because of all the injuries. I mean, this has just been, it's been nutty. I think at one point during the week there were 37 names on the injured list, on the injury report. I mean, it's just, it's insane what's going on right now.
Yeah, it just kind of reminds you of a late December game where a team is in complete tatters and, you know, leaves are kind of assessing and analyzing a completely new football team because there's so many different elements at play tonight. So it's sort of up for grabs. And, you know, I think if you're the Browns, it's one of those games where at home you just got to dig in and hope some, you know, secondary performers step up and play a key role against a Broncos team that is beatable but healthier.
All right, we haven't talked to you in a hot second. Where are you with this team right now, Mark? What are you feeling? How is it being a fan of it, all that stuff? We're from where you sit in California, how do you feel about this Browns team?
Frustrated. I mean, I see great promise in them, and this is, you know, prior to the injury situation right now, which is a disaster. But I kind of look at them as an NFL team that, you know, you can put them in these different tiers, that there is a lot of potential. The journey is, you know, they're kind of figuring out who they are, I think, as an NFL team. And there are, you know, you look at the Cardinals and the other teams out there that they just simply don't quite stack up against, that they're a kind of, let's get to a wild card game, maybe win one and see from there. But I'm a little down on them just because they look to be a tear down from the true contenders. And you know what? There's a long way to go, but it's just been a bit of a disappointment at this point. But I also look at what's happened the last couple of weeks, that the key and the core of this team has been their offensive line. And when you have your left tackle and your right tackle out, it looks a lot like the 2019 season to me, to some degree, in shades, where there's just so much more chaos surrounding Baker Mayfield when he was in there, with the heat coming at him. And then you start to see a player that's not seeing the field the way that he did last year and not being, you know, I think his play has been down. So it's been a frustrating watch. I thought the Cardinals game was a low point. I got about 8 minutes into that. I was sitting here in the office and I just told my coworkers here, Dan Hansis and Greg Rosenthal, and I've done this in the past. It used to be easy with the Browns, but I don't like doing it with this Browns team. I just said game over. I knew about 5 or 6 minutes into that, like so many others might have, this thing just does not look right, and it didn't all game long.
I'm curious what you think about Kevin Stefanski's play calling, especially the aggressiveness on fourth downs. And, you know, if he makes them, we're sitting here going, oh, he's a genius. Unfortunately, he hasn't made those, especially the plays early in the game. And when you're trying to come back and maybe you're down 7-0, like we've seen in the last two games, those are just gut wrenchers, man. They suck the life out of you.
They're a killer when it doesn't work out. I think they're 3-11 converting fourth downs, but this is 2021. I would much rather watch a Browns team coached by someone like Kevin Stefanski, who is ultra aggressive. That's the wave of the future. I mean, metrics tell you that, you know, over the course of a season, barring, you know, a complete disaster from the offense, that it's going to pay off to do that. But you're absolutely right that, you know, there have been too many getting deep into the red zone scenario where they've had a really good drive and it crumbles late. It just comes down to, and it sounds, you know, kind of cliche, but it's exactly what they're talking about. It's execution And you know, I think that there's an entire 31 team league out there that has more tape on Kevin Stefanski's offense. They have more knowledge on how Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb, Baker Mayfield, and the rest would operate. You know, I think last year there was an element of surprise at play, and it wasn't just the Browns figuring out who they were. The rest of the league was doing the same. And, you know, they're not the only team going for it on fourth down. So many others. And so I think the whole league is wised up to that concept. But I would always want Cleveland under the Stefanski regime to be that aggressive. I know that it's frustrating. You know, it's certainly hard to watch when they come away with no points. But that's what you do in 2021.
Mark, in this game, they're going to be missing Baker Mayfield, Case Keenum taking over. What are you expecting from Case Keenum?
I loved what Case Keenum said yesterday, just about the fact that, you know, he's sort of made for this, that this has been his career. You know, he's certainly been, I think, a mid-level starter that you'd eventually replace. But as a backup, this is a veteran who's been around the block and certainly knows the offense. So they don't have to go in and completely change everything. It's not like you're shifting to some sort of Nace, who's never really been in a pro game, coming out of a college system where he looks completely different than the starter. I think that you can treat the offense in a similar fashion. It's just that he's in a rough environment. I mean, you know, you wouldn't want to put any quarterback into the situation he's in, where really everything that Cleveland is different because of who's out of the lineup. But, you know, maybe we get a little more from Demetric Felton. I think D'Ernest Johnson, I really kind of liked him when he's been in spot appearances in the past. So, you know, there's a chance here, I think, that they can still do what they want to do. But I have confidence in Keenum. I think that if you look back over his career, A, he's not afraid to be aggressive as a passer at times. I mean, that was right away when he came out with the Texans. That was sort of his whole thing, you know, that he was a downfield passer. And I you know, he's not got the strongest arm on the planet, but it doesn't limit entirely what they want to do. I think Stefanski's going to show trust in him.
Mark, what were your thoughts on Von Miller kind of saying he was – and it's interesting because we've gone through this a little bit. I mean, he made a pretty bold statement against guys who he didn't know he was going to go up against in tonight's game, saying he was going to kill whoever the tackle is. What did you think of that this week?
I think he's probably frustrated, number one, with, you know, his own, you know, numbers and play, and he's really calling himself out to show up. I didn't take that as some sort of missile that was, you know, necessarily a hostile call out on the Browns. He did the same thing before a primetime game against the Cardinals a couple of years ago, and it kind of worked. I mean, Von Miller is someone that's going to put it on his own shoulders. He made it clear, you know, this isn't on the rest of the team. I want to go out and, you know, operate individually the way that I know I can play. You know, and it's not the worst week to do that, depending on, you know, who he's up against at tackle, and it's not going to be Jack Conklin. So, you know, it's a good setup for him, I think, to verbalize that he's going to play well. Here comes the national television game. He's going against someone that is not up to Von Miller's standard, and there you go. But, you know, this is not the Elway versus Kozar Broncos in terms of a rivalry. These teams barely know each other.
Mark Sessler, NFL.com, the NFL Network as well. You can listen to him on the Around the NFL podcast, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, the other question that's burning up Cleveland, Mark, what do you do with Odell Beckham Jr.? It just seems like every time he gets in, they can't find a way to get him clicking with this offense. How do you get him clicking, and what do you do?
Well, I honestly felt encouraged at times when he came back, that in that first game, that they weren't force-feeding him. I think that's a frustrating antidote, is to go just force the ball to Odell Beckham. I mean, I think what we're looking at tonight, though, let's just say that Case Keenum and Odell Beckham connect for 8 catches and 140 yards. I mean, the place is going to be set on fire. With you guys are going to have one subject to talk about all day tomorrow. And I think it's been a Baker-Odell thing, is why, obviously, you know, it's a huge talking point. When Odell's in there, Baker's numbers are different. Odell's not been fitting into the offense. And I guess building an offense around a wide receiver is always dodgy territory, and that it's not really who the Browns are. I question if he's on the team next season, you know, for multiple reasons. It's not fit. It's just not been the early New York Giants era with Odell Beckham. And I don't really have a hot take on this one. I think that it's just a matter that you look at, we have a big enough sample size that tells you this is really strange, but the Browns have been a better team offensively in a variety of areas without Odell on the field. At the same time, every defensive coordinator would tell you, we'd much rather he not be on the field. He's tough to deal with. He's going to occupy your top cornerback, and that opens everything else up. I think not having Jarvis Landry in there has been a huge issue for this offense as well, who was much more of a security blanket for Baker Mayfield than Odell has been. And Odell, if anything, seems to throw Baker off his game a little bit when he's in there. So to me, the experiment has gone on long enough where you'd have to give it a C+, a C, a C+ at this point.
Mark, do you have any answers for the defense that has struggled mightily the last 2 weeks?
Other than the fact that, you know, there are a lot of new faces that have, you know, not been in there together for very long, but it seems to me that you're seeing weekly communication breakdowns. The Williams touchdown against the Chargers was ghastly. You know, DeAndre Hopkins being all alone in the end zone last week and just doing what he did in general. These are high-powered pass offenses. I mean, some of the best in the league. So if that's where it's going to happen, that's more understandable than it happening against, and Ham and Egger down the stretch. But I'd expect them to improve. I'd expect the secondary to clean up some of its issues. But sometimes that stuff just dogs you all season long, and it's a bit mysterious from the outside beyond the communication sort of breakdown with some of these guys, because you look at who they added. These are talented, legit starters. So to me, it's just been, I think, partially the fact that you are playing in the Cardinals, in the Chargers, two teams that would surprise no one if they were, you know, hosting a title game in their own house come January.
So let's flip over to the Broncos side real quick with this game going on tonight. Looks like Teddy Bridgewater is going to start. It seems like that's what the tea leaves are saying. What are you looking for from this Broncos team with Teddy Bridgewater, and how can the Browns defend it?
Well, I think that, you know, I look at the Broncos, they kind of remind me of the Giants, where they're not really the sum of their parts on offense, because I think going into the season, you looked at Denver on both sides of the ball, and they were stacked on defense, and they've not been very effective on defense. They've given up, I think, the eighth most pass attempts or pass completions over 20 yards, big plays, explosive plays. And you look at that secondary, which is just stacked with names, that is mystifying. That should not have happened. You know, for all the talk from Von Miller, I think one of the reasons he's frustrated is their pass rush, their base pass rush, has simply not been there. And so for a Vic Fangio defense, it doesn't have those normal staples that you'd expect. They haven't played up to their ability. On offense, there's a lot of big names, especially at wide receiver, but, you know, they haven't had Jerry Jeudy. Cortland Sutton was out for a bit, so they just haven't been the sum of their parts. And the question all along was kind of like, Teddy Bridgewater is a quarterback that floats through the league as, you know, is well-liked by coaches and teammates. There's no question about that. But he's the guy that the minute he's in there, you're thinking, we've got to replace him next year. There's going to be an upgrade. So Teddy Bridgewater, to me, is a bridge quarterback, and he's, you know, someone that you want to maintain an offense, not cause a lot of mistakes. And, you know, last week when he threw three interceptions, that's exactly what you don't think you're going to get from Teddy Bridgewater. So you can coax Denver into issues on offense because they're not particularly strong at anything. But you look at this Cleveland defense and you say they're going to have to clean up some of the stuff they've done over the last couple of weeks for sure.
What's your confidence factor in D'Ernest Johnson and Demetric Felton and John Kelly tonight to run this ball, especially if we get weather towards the second half of the game?
You know, I think it's higher than I thought it would be, in the sense that if you've got Jed Wills back in there, and, you know, with Bill Callahan running this line the way that he does, it should be an open door to success for really all sorts of running backs beyond Nick Chubb and beyond Kareem Hunt. I think Felton is just a fascinating player to observe, and we'll see if maybe they up his role a little bit. And I think Johnson's looks good when he's come in there, and there's no reason they shouldn't be able to, you know, at least play a balanced game on the ground. It's a big spot for those guys. But offensive line health, you know, to have four or five guys in there is key, is critical. And I think that's where it all starts, because if Von Miller is correct in his prediction, everything starts to go south at that point. And then, you know, but I don't think you're going to get into it now. This game is a strange one, but I don't think you're going to get Cleveland down by a bunch where they need to run, where they need to pass, you know, throughout two or three quarters. It should stay close. I think it's going to be an ugly, low-scoring game, and the Browns will get some plays on the ground, no doubt about it, no matter who's in there.
All right, Mark, are you watching this game with people, or are you watching it somewhere where you can just, in solitude, where you can go absolutely nuts and have no one see you?
I don't know if I'm going to go absolutely nuts. At this point, I'm kind of just watching these things to see how they play out. I watch it in my garage alone. I've tried to observe with the family at times, and it just doesn't go well. I don't think anyone's having much fun around me when these games are on. We are doing a show right after, so you got to sit there and take notes as well on what you see. So it's controlled madness, and I'm hoping just not to blow my stack by the end of the whole thing.
All right, I'll ask the question that's kind of floating around right now, and I don't know that is it must win? And I think it is. I think every game is must win, especially when you're sitting on three losses right now this early in the season. Is it must win?
Right. The must win thing. I'm with you. People kill you for saying early in the year that they're must win games, but the Browns to go 3-4. If you knew that in August, that's a disaster. You haven't played the Ravens yet. Again, they haven't stacked up against some of the better teams. So this is the kind of game that they have got to take no matter what's going on. And like the best teams, you just look at the Ravens. They have like 17 guys on injured reserve. They still find a way to win. They have their entire backfield taken out. They still find a way to run the ball. And it's beyond just Lamar Jackson. So Cleveland really has no excuses. I think you do when you lose your quarterback. But we could ask right now if it is a severe downgrade in a game like this to go from what the Baker we've seen the last couple of weeks to Case Keenum. So I think you have got to take care of business tonight. You go 4-3. After that, you get healthy on a longer rest, and you get back to the Browns team that they want to be. But you cannot go into this thing 3-4 at this point. I think that would be a disastrous loss. They're already talking about Cleveland as being the most disappointing team in the AFC. That's a little severe. They're beaten up. But it would be a big problem to drop this game tonight against a team they absolutely should beat.
Agreed, my friend. So do you like them? Do you like the Browns tonight or not?
I picked them, you have editors coming back. Hey, do you want to keep changing? Do you want to change this pick? It's like, I'm sticking with them. I have it about like 18-17, just a kind of black and blue type game, which probably means it'll be 45-41. the league is so unpredictable at this point.
Mark, always awesome to have you on the show. We look forward to talking to you in the near future and really appreciate your time and love the way you do your stuff on NFL Network and on NFL.com. Thank you, Mark.
All right, thanks, guys. Bye.
Thanks, buddy. Talk soon.
All right, Mark Sessler, friend of the show on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.